The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped but doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good evening. Today, or this weekend, we're celebrating the solemnity of the Trinity. And I still remember, even when I was a kid, hearing the sermons of the priest talking about the Trinity, and they always say, it's a mystery, so you don't ask questions. Trinity is a mystery. So I went to the seminary, and we have a class for a semester about the Trinity. So the professor gave us a stack of readings to do, and it says, it's a mystery, so you don't ask more questions. And you know what? Being ordained for almost 10 years, and my views of God or the triune God changes. What do I mean by this? If we hear or heard the gospel, Jesus just resurrected with all Jesus' glory, there's a word that stuck with me, and Matthew said this in the scripture. The disciples worship Jesus, but they doubted. Have you heard that before? Do you have any idea why do you think the Gospel of Matthew, or Matthew, wrote that as well? They worship Jesus, but yet they doubted. Thinking about this more and more, praying and reflecting about this, the triune God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, what is Jesus trying to teach his disciples and us? The Trinity is about relationships. With all God's glory, with all Jesus' power, he wants to be in relationship with us. The Trinity, it's about relationship. Come to think of it. Before Mass, what do? We come to the church, and we do the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. We're asking God to bless us, not just each person here, but our prayer space, that our prayers will make sense not just to God, but for us as well. But when we leave the church, what do? We do the sign of the cross as well. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, it's the same thing. Asking God to bless not just us, but those people we will meet outside of these doors. That those people that we will meet outside who are suffering in any way. And if we look at it, Jesus said this, "Yes, I am alive, I am resurrected, but my relationship with you is important." And there's a line that struck me also. Jesus said to his disciples, "You will be with me until the end." It's a comforting word for them to hear that Jesus will be with them no matter what. And come to think of it, and that's what life journey is. There's days that our faith is fully alive. We want to conquer the world and save the world. But there are days, the next day, our faith is that small. And come to think of it also, in this particular gospel, the doubts that the experience of the apostles is real makes the triune God more human. And I thought about this also and reflect on this. Before fear comes into our heart, before doubt comes into our heart, what comes first? Fear. When you're fearful, you start doubting yourself. Come to think of it, also in the gospel, the disciples were afraid that they will not see Jesus, or their fear about How's there safety without Jesus around? So when fear comes into your heart, doubt started to come. Pardon me if I told this story before, and one of the things that I do a lot when I travel, I look around and Google zip lining. That's the best thing that I do well, I think, and I love it because you can scream and no one will stop you. And you can see also the view on top that you don't see below. So last time I went to Costa Rica for a little vacation, I signed up for zip lining and we went. There's five people in that group and we went zip lining in the middle of the jungle for about 30, 45 minutes. I love it. I enjoyed it a lot. But it did not come to me, how am I going to come down? And I did not know this. Rappelling. If you don't know what rappelling is, you're going to come down in a rope, in a big rock in front of you. And I said, I did not sign up for this. But there's no other way to come down. I'm not going to parachute down there. But I had to try it. Marlon being Marlon, the tour guide said, who's going to go first? Marlon, I'll do it. I enjoyed it, the half of it, and in the middle of it, I got stuck. The ropes goes swinging this way, back and forth, and then I let go, and then boom. And I saw those people on top watching me, the fear on their faces. I never experienced that before. People get so scared, but fear in people's faces is real and terrifying on the tragedy itself. Why am I telling you this? We're all going to come down no matter what, but you will never find yourself alone down there. That's what life is. If we believe that God loves us, if we believe that God is compassionate and mercy when we are down there with our own life, we will not be alone. People will watch us. People will be scared for us. But down there, you will never be alone. But we have to believe that. If we believe that a triune God is loving and merciful, our relationship with God will be up and down as well, but yet we believe that God is with us. And that's what I learned. Last point that I want to talk about is I read the book The Divine Dance by Richard Rohr. And he said about this, he talked about the Trinity, and he said, if there is one good God, the Trinity, one good God, that's the Trinity. And then he talks about the Son. If God is love, you have to share it. That's why Jesus taught his disciples and us, love your neighbor as yourself. Lastly, he talks about the Spirit. If God is one, if God is love, if God is the Spirit, God needs to be joyful and happy. And I thought about this more and more. If we keep praying and praying and praying, and our hearts become so sad and melancholy, and our heart never changes to at least something, happiness and joy, I think we have to rethink our prayer. Because as we talk about the gospel, we heard today that the disciples were mandated to go out and preach the gospel. We have to leave this church happy. Even though our life is ups and down, as I said earlier, with doubts and fear, if we are not alone, we can share this faith to other people. What I can offer you this week for you to think about, whatever doubts you have in your life right now or even God, welcome it. Whatever fears you have in your life, welcome it as well. But I want you to think about also the joys that we experience in life, especially in relationship with our God, with one another. so that we can share this Christian faith joyfully to one another. Enjoy the ziplining of your life. Wherever you're going, back and forth, upside down, it's okay. We'll never be alone because God is with us. Have a wonderful week and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.